USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package later this week and is expected to pass but face tougher scrutiny in the Senate. Republicans have called the price tag of the bill too high and pushed back against certain measures in the package, like a hike in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senator John Kennedy says the bill has almost nothing to do with combating the coronavirus pandemic. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News the package instead reads like a liberal wish list.
This isn't a coronavirus bill. This is a left of Lenin neo-socialist wish list. I mean, it just is. They've got money for transit projects and bridges and language preservation, billions for people who are in our country illegally. I am all for spending additional monies to combat the coronavirus, but this bill isn't it.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both doses of the vaccine, with nearly all of the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they've quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer the shots.
Our model's real simple, and it's just this. Is really, when it really boils right down to it, we've got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up, and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly. And we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden issued an executive order on Tuesday that essentially reinstates the catch-and-release policy at the border, a policy that allows migrants to remain in the United States during their immigration proceedings. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker believes this policy will severely weaken security along the southern border. He tells Newsmax TV that reinstating catch and release will tax already thin resources.
You only have two choices, really, at the end of the day. You can either release them into our country on their own recognizance, hoping that they show up for a hearing in the future, or you can expedite their removal and take them and move them out of the country. This, together with eliminating the Remain in Mexico policy, which was, I think, one of the a great accomplishment of President Trump, I think has weakened our southern border to the extent that the American people are going to really regret this long term. It's going to, you know, it's not an immigration system that serves our national interests. It's an immigration system that serves anyone that wants to jump to the front of the line and try to get here illegally. And it's a shame. It's going to put tremendous pressure on our resources that right now, you know, during this period of time are depleted.
And no charges are expected in the rollover accident that severely injured golfer Tiger Woods. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Wednesday that there was no evidence of any impairment and that the rollover crash was purely an accident. Woods underwent surgery Tuesday to repair multiple fractures in his right leg and ankle. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.